are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like no
Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six pack, kick back while I kick facts. Yeah, Dre, sick track, perfect way to get back. Wanna hear something wick whack? I got the same exact hat that's on Nick's back. I'm obsessed now, oh geez, that's supposed to be me in the video with the goatee. Wow, Mariah, didn't expect it to go balls out. Bitch, shut the fuck up before I put all them phone calls out. You made to my house when you was wildin' out. Before Nick, when you was on my dick, and give you something to smile about. How many times you fly to my house, still trying to count? Better shut your lying mouth if you the one they're crying out. You probably think cause it's been so long, if I had something on you, I would've did it by now. Oh, on the contrary, Mary Poppins, I'm mixing a studio session down and sending it to mastering to make it loud. Enough dirt on you to murder you, this is what the fuck I do. Mariah, it ever occur to you that I still have pictures? However you prefer to do, and that goes for Nick too, faggot, you think I'm scared of you? You're gonna ruin my career, you better get one. Like I'ma sit and fight with you over some slut bitch cunt that made me put up with a psycho ass over 6 months and only spread her legs to let me hit once. Yeah, what you gonna say, I'm lucky? Tell the public that I was so ugly that you fucking had to be drunk to fuck me. Second base, what the fuck you tell Nick Punk? In the second week we were dry humping, it's gotta count for something. Listen, girly, surely you don't want me to talk about how I nutted early, cause I ejaculated prematurely and bust all over your belly, and you almost started early and said I was gross. Go get a towel, your stomach's curling. Or maybe you do, but if I'm embarrassing me, I'm embarrassing you. And don't you dare say it isn't true. As long as that song's getting airplay, I'm dissing you. I'm a hair away from getting carried away and getting sued. I was gonna stop at 16, that was 32. This is 34 bars, we ain't even third of the way through. Damn, Slim, Mariah played you. Mariah who? Oh, did I say whore, Nick? I meant a liar too. Like I've been going off on you all this time for no reason. Girl, you out your alcoholic mind. Check your wine cellar, look at the amounts of all the wine. Like I fucking sit around and think about you all the time. I just think this shit is funny when I pounce you on a rhyme. But fuck it now, I'm about to draw the line. And for you to cross it, that's a mountain that I doubt you wanna climb. I can describe areas of your house you wouldn't find on an episode of Cribs. A blow below the ribs. If I hear another word, so don't go opening your jibs. Cause every time you do, it's like an overload of fibs. I ain't saying this shit again, ho, you know what it is. It's a warning shot before I blow up your whole spot. Call my bluffing, I release every fucking thing I got, including the voicemails right before you flipped your top. When me and Louise were trying to stick two CDs in the same slot.
Wow. Hi, you're listening to show number 58 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. Hi, how are you? I really can't believe that song. I really, really can't believe it. It's a hot beat. I mean, if you like that style of music. I don't generally listen to rap because of the fact that within all of the good music that is produced in hip-hop, rap many times does include that severe form of misogyny. And this is after the crackdown on rap. This kind of stuff was pretty much average, everyday stuff in the early 90s, listening to that. Now, I don't know if you really sat and listened to the lyrics in that song, but wow. And it really goes to show that, you know, misogyny and homophobia really is peanut butter and jelly of the same sandwich. It really is. They go hand in hand. And, you know, what's really funny to me is how Eminem tries to act like he's so, you know, wow, you're so badass hating on women. Like, women are the easiest people to target because nobody comes to their rescue. And gay people, who cares when they do, right? Nobody's afraid of gay people. So you can keep saying faggot in songs. Now, I wonder, are communities going to release statements on Dr. Dre and the record label? I guess the people to really look at here are who is producing this music? Who is making this possible? This is a guy who was supposedly not an alcoholic anymore, who's a former alcoholic and addicted to sleeping pills and all this kind of shit. And it's really funny how so many people are addicted to some kind of pill. And really, you wonder how these people sleep. Well, that's how. They take sleeping pills. That's how people with seemingly no conscience sleep. Because a guy like this, you say to yourself, how miserable do you have to be to write something so hateful like that, so full of hate? You know, how do you try to make yourself seem tough by attacking women and gays? How does that make you tough? I think what makes you tough is attacking someone your own size. Do you see what I'm saying? He's so tough, he attacks women and gays. Why doesn't he attack Nick Cannon and call him an epithet, call him a name? That might get him in a little bit of trouble, because he might get his ass shot. That's why he won't. Because that's what punk bitches do, is they pick on women and gays. And, you know, I like Mariah, you know. I do like her. I am a fan. But it's really interesting that, you know, in the culture that we're in right now, that he feels like he pretty much knows he can get away with doing something like that. And Dr. Dre, who writes his music, or whatever the story is, they write it together. I don't know what he does. He does his little fucking nursery rhymes. And I'm not saying the guy can't rhyme, because he's, you know, I don't know, how old is he? How old is Eminem? 55 now? But the culture that we're in, we're back to kind of like the early 90s. Where it's okay to just openly rip women and gay people apart again. We're back to that again. The way it is at the top is the way it is at the bottom. When you have the only women leaders that are presenting themselves, people are just commonly calling them cunt and bitch. Like you call Sarah Palin a cunt and call Hillary castrating cunt, a stupid bitch and a stupid cunt. And then all these people, they think, oh, wow, this is so fun to do what Keith Olbermann tells me to do. Sir, what sir tells me to do on Microsoft NBC. Microsoft who rips off customers for millions, hordes of millions, and could give a fucking shit less. This is who's creating the culture. This is who's delivering what it's okay to do. It's okay to lie about women politicians like Keith Olbermann likes to do. It's okay to do that. It's okay to jump on the bandwagon, too, when you're Rachel Maddow and bash Hillary also. You know, see, the thing is I have a memory longer than a web page download, and I don't forget things. You know, like when you change the channel, like, oh, you just completely forgot. No, that doesn't happen to me. I remember things, you know. And I don't even take ginkgo biloba or whatever the fuck you call it. I don't need that ginkgo biloba. I don't need that because I remember things. I retain things in my memory. You know, I don't forget what Obama said yesterday or the day before or what he did when he did the wipe me down gesture to Hillary. Like he was talking about some stripper in a bar. And making jokes about her, calling her Annie Oakley like she's some kind of stupid, irrelevant piece of shit, you know? A former first lady and the first female senator of New York. You know, because gender is no longer an issue. That Hillary Clinton is the first female senator of New York. You know, because Democrats really care about what they have to say when it comes to women and gays. That Hillary was the first female senator just a couple of years ago. Because gender is no longer an issue for this generation. When you don't know your history, when all you care about is the next gadget, a culture degenerates and it goes backwards. A culture that doesn't respect its women. Well, then again, you know, what can I say? Hillary and the Pelosi, they're both wearing hijabs when they go visit the Middle East. They wear hijabs now. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if Palin would put on a hijab. You never know. At this point, after seeing Hillary in a shmata, I've seen it all, really. And, you know, she's the woman who has taken all of the hits. She's the woman who says, continue to abuse me because I can't get enough abuse. I don't know. Sometimes I think that she's a masochist. I think Hillary's a masochist. How do you stay within a system that you know is bullshit after what they did to her? I really think she's lost her mind. If you take that much abuse, I think you go a little bit crazy. And this is what I'm witnessing, is Hillary gone crazy. I saw a picture of her in a full traditional burqa, a full traditional wife's burqa. After seeing that, I vomited in my mouth. I just wanted to throw myself on the floor and roll all over the floor, writhing in pain after I seen Hillary Clinton in a burqa. And as above is so below. That's how it goes. When you have the people at the top and you call women sweetie, you know, just because you're just that slick of a guy. You're just so slick. That you call the women sweetie and they just all love it. Some of us have been here before, and we know bullshit walking. So anyway, but you know, this culture, this is what it breeds, is music like this. And you know, this is the way the culture seems to be trending right now, is right back into the gay hating and the woman hating. Thank God we have a Democrat in the office, because everything is all unicorns now. Everything's all unicorns now. Everybody's, you know, he's shitting rainbows. So I'm happy. I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled to fucking shits. I mean, it's really something, you know, you say faggot like it's nothing, slut, bitch, cunt, like it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really funny. It's really very funny. I like the part about putting the two CDs in the same slot. I thought that was, at least that was creative, you know? But, you know, that's where it goes, ladies. So all you women, you better start knowing your places, because if you think just because you have a bunch of men around you that they're going to protect you, sorry, once you're the target, you know, women think, oh, I'm so tough, that'll never happen to me. You know what? One day it'll come back around on you, because they did it to both Hillary and Palin. They did it to both of them. And they're on both sides of that two-party system that everybody loves to believe in so much, the fairy tale that everybody loves to believe in, that it's really a two-party system. There's really two different parties. There's really two different parties. And the way you know there's two different parties is because how dramatically different your life is when a Democrat is in office as opposed to a Republican. That's how you know. Now that other station on the other side, Fox, has more ratings than CNN and MSNBC put together. And then they'll go back and forth at each other. Well, we have this demographic. You have that demographic. Who fucking cares? Fuck you. You all suck. You're all full of fucking shit. You're all misogynist fucking pigs. I've never lived in such a misogynist culture as I have now. I don't know what it was like before the women's movement. I can't speak for the women who've experienced life before the women's movement. What's so funny about this time is how women are participating in their own misogyny. I don't know if they did that. I guess they must have. Yeah, of course they did. Of course they did. But a lot of these women, they think, oh, well, I'm a Democrat, so it's okay for me to degrade somebody because they're on another side of it, because I have no identity of my own. I need to hold on to the fact that I'm a Democrat. I can only understand things in relation to being a Democrat or a liberal or a conservative. I can only relate to things based on what party the government structure has given me. I can't understand life in any other terms. Don't you understand? The only way I can understand life is when it's in terms of being conservative or liberal or Democrat or Republican. And my brain is stunted because I don't eat right, because that same system is telling me I'm too fat. So I starve myself, and my brain is zapped of nutrients. So I'm actually suffering from some kind of neurosis, and I can't think for myself. So I need the TV to tell me what to think. I need the people on the radio to tell me what to think. I have to pick a side. One side that sounds better. And if one side says the word gay and lesbian, that's the side I'm going to pick. Even if they're fucking selling my ass. I think maybe I've lost my mind a little. I think I have. Can you blame me? I am. I'm going crazy. I know I am. I don't care if you know it either. What do you think? I fucking care? You don't know who the fuck I am. I've said it before. I'm the person from Network. I am. I don't care. You think I fucking care? I don't care. How did I end up where I am from a song by that stupid little twit Eminem? You know what Eminem looks like? He looks like he could be one of those Twitter birds. Like, his face could be on a little Twitter bird. I don't know. He just looks like such a fucking jackass. When you look at his face, he looks like such an idiot. He looks stupider than he is. I guess that's what it is. He looks stupider than he is. Anyway, he's about as relevant as bras in Alexander's basement. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know how irrelevant that is, that my mother used to make me get on the bus and go with her while she used to buy bras in Alexandria's basement on that big thing. They used to throw all these bras. It was like a mountain of bras. And you could go, I don't know how affordable they were. Who knows? But, all right, I'm going to stop now because no one else listens to me. I need you to understand that. My family doesn't listen to me. My friends don't listen to me. I've said this before. You know this. Nobody, they don't even listen to the show. If they're not on it, my friends, if they're not on the show, they don't listen. They could care less. They say, why would I listen to the show when I could talk to you anytime on the phone? Like they, you know what I'm saying? Then they ask me questions, and I say, well, I talked about that on the show. Why don't you listen to the show? You think they would listen to the show? Do I have to explain everything over and over again after I've said it? Why don't you listen to the program? Well, why do you got to make me explain things three or four times to you? You think I have time? I don't. There's not enough time in the day. And no, I won't get a therapist, because they're quacks.
Dyke, be honest with yourself. You're not thinking of an embankment that holds back and controls water. The problem is, the words like dyke and faggot are so commonly used as insults these days, it's really hard to remember a time when they weren't. So please, knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com.
You don't know what you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't. No. What you don't know. So you don't know. What you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Wait, now I'm making like a ballet dance to it. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You don't, you don't, you don't. You don't know. Do these things. I'm a jerk.
That was very good.
Oh, thanks.
You just wrote that off the cuff like that?
You know why? When I was taking English literature, and I would say something, and my teacher would go, well, you know what they say, right? And I would say, no, what? She goes, well, they say the more you know is the more you know.
Oh, yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So what you don't know is what you don't know.
Right. It's the opposite of the more you know, the more you know.
Right.
So is that what you paid all that money in student loans for? Is that what you got out of that?
Well, the good thing was Hunter College was totally free.
Why?
I was on some scholarship. I didn't say too much. I might incriminate myself.
Think they're going to come after you?
They're going to come after me. Yeah, and then I went to NYU for that 1 year, and it was like $40,000 in loans, the nursing program. I was crying. And that's what made me leave NYU. Like, it was too financially stressful. Like, I could have done it, but who the hell wants to take out loans, you know? Because what you don't know, what you don't know. That's a good motto.
It is, yeah.
I had this plant.
Right.
Month and a half. It's still alive. Usually, like, all my plants die, you know?
Sometimes I talk to the plant. I try to make it happy.
Let's see if it responds.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I'm seeing, well, maybe, you know, when it looks a little wilty, sometimes I'll do that. I want one of those plants that eats bugs.
What if it turns into a monster because of the water that we feed it?
Maybe that's why they're not surviving. Maybe I have to filter the water that I give the plants, too.
Yeah, because I water mine every day, and it looks like it's a little wilted.
I got this little tiny leaflet in the mail. It's so tiny that it's like a flyer. If you're in a rush or you're busy, you'll just throw it out because, you know, it's from, you know, I pay attention to everything. So it's from the New York City Department of Environmental Protection.
Mm-hmm.
And it says important information for consumers of the New York City Croton Water Supply System.
My aunt lives in Valhalla, and there's a reservoir there. And then when all that went down with the terrorists, don't you know that there were troops and stuff standing by the reservoir to protect it? So no one would put stuff in it.
Wow.
So maybe from Croton it travels down. Anyway.
So it says protecting the water supply Federal law and state regulations require that all New York State surface drinking water supply systems filter the water delivered to consumers unless the system can meet strict conditions for filtration avoidance. In July of 2007, the United States Environmental Protection Agency renewed its previous decision and issued a 10-year filtration avoidance determination for the city's two largest systems, the Catskill and the Delaware. However, the city and state and US EPA have determined that the Croton system, supplying about 10% of the city's daily drinking water and up to 30% in times of drought, should be filtered. So what they're saying in this little tiny leaflet is that our water is not filtered. Pretty much.
You have to laugh. Joke's on you.
But where the 10% of the water comes from, they want that to be filtered. The two large, yeah, so the Catskill in Delaware, the water that comes from Catskill in Delaware, which is 90% of our water, it doesn't have to be filtered. Because they say that they've met, you know.
But who knows? What if they borderline met the requirements? Let's see the numbers. If you're sending out leaflets, why don't we see numbers of the percentages of fluoride, magnesium, you know, any trace minerals, any, you know, other elements, lead. Let's see. What if the dangerous level, what if the dangerous level is 0.6 of lead, right? And they're making like 0.55.
Right, right. Well, you can look it up. I have the New York State, what do you call it? A chart. I have the chart of what's in our water. I have that. But you have to go out of your way and look it up. Because you know what? I called them and I spent about a half an hour on the phone with them. None of them could find what I needed. I wanted the chart of what's in our water in New York State water. That's all I wanted. And they acted like I was asking for, you know, Obama's birth certificate. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. I'm kidding. All right, anyway. But they acted like what the hell I was asking for. So don't you know that I had to go on the website and find it myself? And I spent about a half an hour looking, and you know, and then they make it so that it's not printer friendly, like it's on this.
How do you know it's true? Like, they could be lying to everything.
You imagine that most of it's true because at some point there would be a leak. So they try, you know, you imagine that they're trying to follow some standards, you know. Until the city begins to filter Croton water, the New York City Department of Environmental Protection is required to send to customers of the Croton water supply the following information quarterly. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, sets drinking water standards and has determined that the presence of microbiological contaminants is a health concern at certain levels of exposure. If water is inadequately treated, microbiological contaminants in that water may cause disease.
CYA, cover your ass.
Right. But they're just telling us outright, look, your water is not filtered. The end. That's all I need to know. I want to try to get a much better water filter. Okay. Because Brita only takes out chlorine. It doesn't take out a good majority of
garbage. There are things at Home Depot that people install in their sinks.
Yeah, that's the reverse osmosis. But the thing with reverse osmosis filters is that it takes out all the minerals in the water.
Mm.
And plus, reverse osmosis is very expensive. It's a very expensive system.
I've read that one of the hardest trace minerals to receive in your diet is magnesium. We need magnesium. We need a certain amount. The effects is that it gives you diarrhea. Magnesium.
I think if you take a certain kind, it's bad. I think if you take magnesium citrate, it doesn't make you go, I think. I have magnesium. But magnesium is good for bones, cardiovascular, and neurological health.
Right.
That's what it says on here. I got to order another bottle. I like to take it because I take my pills, the Synthroid and stuff, so that, you know, when you take a lot of those pills, they're supposed to deplete the magnesium and stuff.
Right, right.
So that's why I take it, just to, you know,
supplement to maintain it, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe one day I'll just drop dead when I'm walking in the middle of the street.
Say that.
And I don't have to worry about anything anymore. You have anything to add?
Don't drink the water without a filter.
Yeah, and don't drink bottled water because, right? Bottled water is terrible. All the contaminants from the plastic. They just had it on CNN last month, finally, after everybody's been talking about it for millennia, and they call everybody who talks about it conspiracy theorists. Yeah, well, now it's on CNN. And now they're taking on the FDA.
Good, and they should. So let's say in a hot summer's day, you know, all that, the heat hits the plastic begins to react, all the chemicals are released.
You know, they say the safest water to drink is from the tap, but, you know, with a really good filter.
You think the safest water from the tap, and then you get little leaflets in the mail.
Yeah, then you get little leaflets in the mail. Hi, by the way, for the past 10 years, you've been drinking cancer.
Hi, you've been drinking liquid cancer.
By the way, and this tiny little fucking leaflet, I should call them up and scream at them. This is the kind of shit that should be on the news, and, you know, like, they should be making a big deal over it the way they make a big deal. It's really amazing what people will accept as news.
Right, right.
You know, it's not news when one of these politicians gives a press conference. I don't care about that. I want to know what the fuck is in my drinking water.
If Martians are going to come out of the water. If you don't have a sense of humor, really.
You throw yourself over, you drive right off a bridge. Really, this isn't, I don't know, this isn't news, what's going on with our water system? I don't understand. What's news is the stupidity that people will watch an entire hour long listening to these morons talk about what they find to be fucking news. And then their idea of news is, hey, this is the facts, let's have a comedian on for commentary.
Oh, and by the way, Michael Jackson was murdered.
Yeah. Let's have an obscure comedian on for commentary. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't. I can't.
I hated my dinner.
What did you have?
I don't know. It was okay. I had steak.
Well, what cut steak did you make?
A sirloin, yeah.
Yeah, sirloin is like diet steak. It's terrible.
I know, but I feel guilty eating the whole fattening thing, you know?
Yeah, but if you're gonna have a steak, you might as well just have steak.
Now I know. I'm gonna just T-bone it or filet mignon it all the way.
Yeah, you get filet mignon or a ribeye or shell steak or a T-bone. You don't have to do it all the time. You do it, you know, once in a while.
Yeah, I'm not a big steak eater. What'd you make?
I made pasta with a nice sun-dried tomatoes. It was very nice. It was delicious. And a little vinaigrette. I made a little vinaigrette, you know, it was nice.
You could cook. I have an idea. Why don't we have a sexless marriage? We just pretend we're married and we don't have to have sex. Like, you could cook for me and I'll be the big provider. And you could be the stay-at-home mom and raise the kids.
You're going to make me throw up. Are you trying to make me vomit?
Well, what does it matter? Because when you're a lesbian in a relationship, it turns sexless anyway.
So you might as well just get into sexless marriages with your friends.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a good setup because that's what lesbian relationships turn into anyway. They turn into these long-term, boring, sexless marriages.
Yeah, but so do straight marriages, too. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So we could skip over all that mess and all of the heartache of cheating on each other.
Right.
And skip all of it.
I want to date, and you could date whoever you want to date.
So then it'll just be exactly how it is now, except I cook for you.
Beautiful.
Maybe if you become an anesthesiologist, then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
This sexless marriage wife is expensive.
That's right. The nurse's salary is just to cover up.
Yeah. I can't believe how many cafes there are in this neighborhood with all these guys.
Mm.
All these front stores. And then they have
What do you think that is? The front.
They have their little, you know, mini casinos in these little cafes downstairs.
I'm going. Give me the address.
Yeah. And then they'll have, you know, a couple of guys upstairs to just watch the store, you know?
What do you think? People are stupid?
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
He's driving people to run cash businesses.
Well, they don't care. They're just in your face. It's so in your face, you know?
They must pay off the cops, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, aren't the police... I don't get it.
It's very crooked.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask a cop friend about that. Hold on, let me call you back in a minute.
There once was a time when all gay meant was happy. Then it meant homosexual. Now people are saying that's so gay to mean dumb and stupid, which is pretty insulting to gay people, and we don't mean the happy people. So please, knock it off. go to thinkbeforeyouspeak.com.
Bobby.
Hello?
Yes, my love.
Hello?
Hi, my darling.
Hi.
Okay, I have a quick question for you. I'm taping.
Okay.
I need the 5-0 perspective really quick.
5-0?
There's a bunch of cafes in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what they are.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're fronts. They're obviously fronts.
Really? Cafes?
You didn't know this?
No. No, there's really a bunch of cafes that you think are Fugazi over there in that area.
And we were wondering, how don't the police bust these people? They're so, I mean, everybody knows what's going on.
Well, I mean, maybe they might know, and they have to do like a whole big surveillance and an undercover thing before they could just go in and bust them. They need proof.
Yeah, but these guys have been around for years.
What have to go on?
What?
That would be a whole operation that they have to set up and get somebody to be a part of that, hang out, going in there to, like, see what's really going on there. Because you can't just go, oh, you know what, that looks suspicious. Let me just go in there and invade the place.
Oh, I see.
It's like lawsuits with the city and stuff. You just can't say, oh, this looks so easy and I'm just going to go bust them. That means that's like sending somebody in there to be undercover, to hang out there and, you know, get inside where they trust that person and then they can find out what's going on. It's not like just, you could just, oh, yeah. Warrants and stuff like that, and you have to have a reason for the search warrant.
We were saying the cops must be in on it or they're getting paid off.
It's not that simple. It's not that simple a thing to do. I mean, there's even big restaurants that could have something going on in the back room. We know back in the days where they would have the big Italian restaurants, but in the back, who knows what's going on, gambling and freaking mafia shit going on, but you have to be able to prove that.
Yeah, and it's not back in the days. They're still doing that shit.
A lot of times, you can't even get that close to these people to get to find out what's going on in the back. They're not going to just let anybody in secret parts in the business. The city is going to have to spend money now to put an undercover cop in there, and he's going to have to infiltrate, and they're going to have to believe him and think that he's really a part of them for them to let him even know what's going on. Take months, years to infiltrate something like that for them to trust somebody a lot. So then they're going to think, is it worth it? Like, it's a lot of stuff. It's not like you just go bust somebody and just go in their place and look around. Then they'd be slapping lawsuits on the city. Well, you know, what people have to do is they have to, like, call intelligence. If they know, if you think something's going on, you could drop a log to the police, talk to an intelligence officer, like, you give them information, like, about stuff.
Right, right. And then you end up getting, you know, shot. Yeah, and then you'll end up under one of the bleachers in Yankee Stadium. That's where they'll
put... He's sleeping with the fishes, but whatever. No.
Just didn't they say they put Jimmy Hoffa in Yankee Stadium somewhere in the cement? They poured cement over his ass?
You might want to help out, but then how much do you want to help out? Look, it took Giuliani how long to try to clean that up. And people, they knew it was something bad going on, but it's not that easy to clean up. I don't even think he actually kind of cleaned that up completely. It's probably still going on somehow, but he tried.
Yeah, no, he did huge crackdowns, and he's lucky he's still alive, that guy.
He put us, our lives, we had to be out there, those fish markets late at night. I was like, good Lord, they're trying to kill us. Rookie cops out there all times of the night, freezing their behind us.
Oh, he's a hated man, Giuliani. He's very hated. He's despised. I really am surprised he's still alive.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's easier said than done. It becomes a whole lot of politics and crap like that. It's not even just police, it's a lot of politics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for your input. That's exactly what I needed.
That's exactly what we're here for.
If you feel trapped, if you feel you have no one to turn to, if you've been feeling down for a while, it's important to talk to someone. You can talk to someone right now by calling the Lifeline. Help is available at any time of the day or night, and it's completely free and confidential. Please call 1-800-273-TALK. That number once again is 1-800-273-8255.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Princess.
Hey, what's going on?
You know, just hanging around. I'm actually making dinner right now as we speak.
I baked a coconut and lemon cake today. I'm very proud of myself.
That sounds very interesting.
It is. It's like a stress reliever for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I could see how that could be stress relieving.
Oh, my God, I have to tell you what happened at Costco today.
What happened?
We go to Costco because we have to get a bunch of stuff for this barbecue that we're having today. And we find a parking space, and, you know, we put the signal on, and we're waiting for the lady to pull out. And some woman comes out of nowhere and just takes the spot, puts the signal on, and just turns in. And we were sitting there for about 5 minutes waiting for her to unload her cart so we can go in. So I get out of the car, and I, like, beeline to this woman. My sister-in-law's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to tell this bitch what's up. You know, she just took our spot. I run in behind her, and I just want to, like, say something to her, you know, get it off my chest.
Because you're a reactive kind of person.
I am. I am a very, very reactive kind of person, and it's just not right. So she goes in, and then I see that her daughter, who's like 12 years old, is inside. And she went up to her daughter, gave her a hug and a kiss, and I was just like, oh, if she wasn't with her daughter, I would have totally walked up to her and said something really, I would have set her straight. And she just nonchalant walks around like nothing happened, you know? That bitch.
Yeah, bastard. You see, if that's, when that happens to me, I just let it fester and give me agita.
I can't. I have to let it out or it'll just, that festering, Sandy, oh my God, it gets worse. No.
It's funny that people don't think, hey, this person could, you know, possibly key my car when I'm not looking.
Exactly. I could have done some serious damage to her car, but I was just like, you know what?
Yeah, and you wonder, like, what kind of mother is someone like that? Someone that selfish.
Exactly. And then she walks in and she's all loving with her daughter that's inside, and I'm like, you just pulled the most dirtiest shit outside, and then you can go in and just be so nonchalant, you know? It irks me. It really pisses me off. Because it just seems like people are just getting worse and worse, you know?
Yeah, more selfish and more aggressive.
And not taking responsibility for their actions.
They're just really stupid, and I hate people. It's not that I hate people. It's that I hate people.
I hate people.
What are you doing? What's going on? Any gossip?
Gossip? I don't know. What's going on? Oh, I was looking at People Magazine or In Touch Magazine today.
Uh-huh.
And on the back of it, they have a cover for that new show that two Kardashian sisters are going to be on when they're in Miami. And that one sister that's always been kind of chunky.
Yeah.
She's lost weight, yes. But they photoshopped the shit out of her picture. I'm like, these aren't her legs. And then, you know, Kim Kardashian, her and her man got it. They're no longer together. It doesn't matter what you do. The moment you get on, like, Yahoo or Google or any sort of homepage, she's on there. Like, seriously, what has Kim Kardashian done that she is all over the place? What?
She wears skanky miniskirts that ride up her ass.
Yeah. I just don't understand. I don't understand the hype about her. Like, yeah, she's an attractive girl, but sometimes she looks like a tranny, you know?
Get out of here.
She does. Sometimes she looks tranny, like she looks like a man dressed in drag.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Maybe it's her facial features sometimes. If they capture her, she looks like a dude.
Yeah, well, I like trannies, so maybe that's why I think she's hot.
That's right. Gotta love the tranny.
I'm going to be a tranny chaser.
A tranny chaser, and then there's like chubby chasers, and now there's women.
Right.
The tranny chaser.
Yeah, I find that transsexuals usually they think out of the box much more than mainstream gay and lesbian people. They're much more, you know, their life philosophy seems to be, I don't know, they just seem much more educated, and they're very sensitive to feminist issues and that kind of thing. They're, you know, because they've experienced sexism, so they're very educated about, you know, women's equality and things like that. I find them mentally to be much more in sync with the way I think about things.
Yeah, a little more well-rounded, I would say.
Yes.
Wait, male to female or female to male?
Male to female.
Okay.
I could get into that, probably.
I don't think I'd be able to get down with it. I mean,
is it because of the...
I never really thought about it in detail.
Is it because they have a penis?
You know, that quite possibly might be why. Yeah, that kind of narrows it down for me.
I think that's an interesting twist on things.
Yeah, I don't know.
No? Are you disgusted?
No, it's not just... honey, nothing disgusts me when it comes to sexual things. But I just personally... it's not my thing. You know, I can't even visualize it. You know, I can't bring myself to visualize it.
No, and you know what? I know a lot of a lot of lesbians that I've known, they don't like penetration.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that they just don't like penetration. It's that their body, like, it actually rejects penetration.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they don't get off on it either. Aside from it, like, not being genetically okay.
Well, like, one of my girlfriends, she complains that when, because she was married and she has a kid and everything, and she said that she just, you know, sex was very uncomfortable for her.
Yeah.
You know, some people are born gay. Because, like, if your body doesn't accommodate a certain sex...
I never thought about it that way.
That's what we do here, is we think.
Outside the box. We think and we speak.
Well, I know that you're on the road. I'm not going to keep you too long.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, you know, I'm glad we did a little something here together today.
I love you very much.
Why don't you talk?
Thank you very much for joining us today, tonight, this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever you're listening. Just a reminder, this show is aired on Radio Dentata and Reepso Radio. You can go check out their websites. There's other wonderful programs on their websites. And these radio stations, these, I will add, heterosexual radio stations, have been a wonderful support to this program from day one. So I am very appreciative of that. So thank you very much for joining us. Oh, you can find us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. Add us as a friend. You can get us on Twitter at The Lesbian Mafia. You can find us on Facebook. I don't know where that is. And you can listen to this program on your telephone. And that number is 651-925-1610. You can call into the listener comment line. I have some messages in the inbox that I promised to play on a future show. That number, if you'd like to call in and leave a message, and, you know, say whatever you'd like to say or ask a question or just say whatever you feel like saying. That number is 206-984-4093. We love hearing from you. Yeah, so that's where we are. Again, thank you very much for listening. We'll try to post again very soon. And I hope that you guys are having a wonderful summer if you're in the States. And if you're in other parts of the world and it's cold, oh, I'm sorry. But I'm going to go now. So thank you very much. And to over now. Blah, blah, blah.
Rolls off your tongue right out your pretty mouth.